You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 205,000. That's roughly how many travelers went through TSA checkpoints each day on average last week. It's the fourth straight week when the average number of travelers recorded by the agency increased, and it's a sign that passengers are returning to planes amid continued coronavirus shutdowns. Air travel ground to a screeching halt in March because of the virus, as people sheltered at home to avoid catching and spreading COVID-19. Some predicted the situation could cause some airlines to go bankrupt. But the data from the TSA shows that travel has gradually increased since then. Airline stocks, which have been battered in recent weeks, soared after the latest data was released. Still, the airline industry has a ways to go to get back to where it was before the pandemic began. The average number of travelers going through TSA checkpoints is still down nearly 92% from a year ago. The next number up is 47%. That's how much more productive U.S. workers were in March and April compared with a year ago. That's according to data from workplace monitoring company ProtoScore. For some industries, including Silicon Valley, the stay-at-home orders prompted by the coronavirus pandemic have morphed into a test of whether employers will adapt to remote work environments even after lockdowns are lifted. Payments company Square became the latest on Monday to tell employees that they can work from home even after the coronavirus pandemic has passed. With remote working seeming more and more like a real possibility in some sectors, many companies are rethinking how much space they need to rent for their offices. So the shift toward working from home could have major consequences for many industries, ranging from commercial real estate to public transportation. Our last number is 35%. That's how much global dividend payments could fall this year in a worst-case scenario, according to a report from Janus Henderson Investors. In a best-case scenario, stock dividends would drop only 15% from 2019 levels to $1.2 trillion. Companies in Europe and the UK are expected to trim their dividends more considerably than their competitors in North America and Asia. That's in part because European companies make only one dividend payment a year, unlike American companies that make quarterly payments. Because many European companies pay out their dividends in the second quarter, they are more likely to reduce them significantly in response to the coronavirus pandemic. In the U.S., quarterly payments mean companies have more flexibility to alter their plans based on the pandemic's trajectory. And many companies have suspended or reduced stock buybacks, leaving money left over that could be put toward dividends. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, May 19th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.